You reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Tasia. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, my name...
Go ahead. I'm
sorry. Yeah, my name is LaShawn March. First name LaShawn. Last name March. MARCH.
Okay. All right, and I do see a previous ticket here recalling to continue that dispatch or continue service.
Yeah. I can get service.
Okay, yes, let me see here because I see that there was an agent that was on it. Give me one moment.
Yeah, and somehow the phone hung up.
Okay, give me one moment here.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. And did you have the member ID number for the roadside assistance?
Yeah, member number 2746243.
Okay, give me one moment here.
All right.
Okay, I didn't see anything come up with that information. Let me see here. What about the zip code associated with your policy?
Well, yeah, I'm at a new address right now, but my old zip code was 61603.
Okay, let me see.
I mean 605, I'm sorry.
61605.
Yeah, it was 1060 Tachi Circle. That was my old address. I don't even know if they even put my new address in yet.
Okay, and you said that member number was 2746234?
Nuh-uh, 43.
43, okay.
Yeah.
All right, one moment. Okay, I didn't see anything come up with that information. Do you see anything on the policy with the DAT or NRDE in front of it? For the member number?
I'm looking out, that was just the member number I seen on that piece of paper. I don't know how many members should be on here.
And I see from the previous ticket you provided them with your VIN number as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me see, make sure that was correct. It was 1 G as in George, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, K as in Kite. 1-8, K as in Kite, 4, S as in Sam, J as in Jill, 3-3-3-2-3-6.
Yep, that's it right there.
Okay, let me make sure. Yep. Let me see.
Well, that's what I was saying. I went through this NRD or none of that. I don't see none of that.
You don't see it on there either? Okay.
Normally just go right on through and everything would be cool. I don't see.
Yeah, because Unfortunately, with that information that's given, I'm not locating the policy. We could move forward, but it would just be an out-of-pocket expense, and then you'd have to submit it back to your insurance company for reimbursement.
So, in other words, you're saying that number didn't go through?
Even yes, sir. That's policy,
even my account number didn't go through either?
The one that was the ILTH number?
Or the IL20398100.
Let me try that one. 0 0. Okay, give me one moment. I'm trying that number here now as well. No, sir, I'm not locating a policy with that number either.
What?
Is there any way you can get in contact with your plan provider directly?
Yeah, I could call them, yeah.
Yeah, because I would advise you to get in contact with them, see if there's a way you can get that member ID number. It could be a little bit different than what's provided to you. If they can provide you with that information, we can move forward without the out-of-pocket expense.
Okay, that's what's up, Dan. I'm gonna call them right now and see if they can give me that member ID number. I'm gonna do that right now.
Okay, yes, sir. And then once you do that, you can give us a call back, and we'll be more than happy to assist you.
Okay, I appreciate you so much. I will do that.
Not a problem. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I'm going to go ahead and call them and get that member ID number so I can go ahead and get this moved on up and get it on out the way.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and release the line, and I do hope you get that information, and then just give us a call back here.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome. Bye-bye.